It's Thursday, October the 29th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, new lockdowns in Europe and millions vote in Bihar. First, the world in brief. In response to surging rates of infection, France imposed a second national lockdown. President Emmanuel Macron said that the coronavirus is now spreading faster than the most pessimistic projections had allowed. Frenchmen venturing outdoors will need to carry documents for police to check, though schools will remain open. Germany closed bars, restaurants and cinemas for a month. Russia's deputy prime minister reported that 90% of its hospital beds were full in 16 of the country's 49 regions. European stock markets quailed at the wave of bad news. American share prices also fell amid fears that rising COVID-19 cases in Europe and at home would imperil a delicate economic recovery. Hopes of a fresh stimulus deal before the presidential election on November 3rd are dim. There are also worries that the result may be contested. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average both dropped by more than 3%. Millions of Indians started voting in the state of Bihar, even as the country approaches 8 million recorded cases of COVID-19. Its elections will be the largest held anywhere since the pandemic began. Bihar is currently governed by an alliance headed by the Bharatiya Janata Party, which also rules at national level. Its manifesto promised a free vaccination for every Bihari. Boeing unveiled its fourth consecutive quarter in the red, losing $466 million in the 3 months to the end of September because of the pandemic and the grounding of its 737 MAX airliners. It also announced plans to axe another 7,000 employees. By 2022, it will have shed a fifth of the 160,000 people it employed before the crisis. Shares in Deutsche Bank fell despite the German bank reporting an unexpected return to profit in the 3 months to the end of September. It made €182 million, $214 million for its shareholders, the first profit since the first quarter of 2019, thanks to a 47% increase in revenue from bond trading and falling provisions for credit losses. American lawmakers accused the chief executives of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, Facebook, and Twitter of abusing their power at a Senate hearing. Congress wants to update Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which gives some online platforms legal immunity from the content users post. The tech leaders, appearing virtually, defended the rule. And LVMH's takeover of Tiffany is back on after the American Jewelers Board lowered its asking price. LVMH, a French luxury goods giant, struck a deal for $16.2 billion in November 2019, but reneged in September, citing trade tensions and the pandemic, resulting in acrimony and lawsuits. The new price is $15.8 billion. Analysts questioned whether the reduction merited the hassle.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.